between the life we see and the world we dream, there are stories when they are told. Nightmares become imagination. So please.
Thomas, you aren't.
Hello to the guild. I don't know how this story can get any scarier, but I'm sure the author will find a way. Welcome to the Dim Light Anxiety Podcast. I'm your host, Giggles, and I am here to guide you through this nightmare with laughter and strategically placed music. Is anyone else, like, super overwhelmed with how the people in the story are going to get out of this huge mess? Because with the literal black tar everywhere, where would you even begin? If you haven't been keeping up with the series, we are in week 4 of an original series written by the oh-so-amazing author you can find on Reddit under the username Kessel the Viking. But before we get back into that whole mess, let's do a quick update. You guys, the horror convention is getting so close. I am getting so excited. I have my costume set out and everything. You wouldn't even recognize me. That is, if you even know what I look like now. Dun dun dun! It should be a lot of fun. It should be what nightmares are made of. And you know my philosophy on those. From campy to, why can't I wake up? Scary. I want to hear them all. Because your fucked up brains came up with them. I guess that leaves us with one question. What's your story? Send all creations of terror tales to dimlightanxiety@gmail.com. Now on to today's story. Oh wait! I hope the anticipation isn't harming you too deeply yet. Because first, here is a taste of last week's portion before we can continue forward. Abel chanted over and over again, but nothing seemed to be happening. Mary inquired, Abel, why isn't it working? And then another low croak came from down the hall, making us all turn to look once more. Abel turned to look at Evelyn and then to the floor. He appeared to be deep in thought. And right before I was going to ask what the matter was, he spoke softly. Perhaps that's because this is not the real Evelyn. This has been an insane ride. Let's see if this week we can find the real Evelyn. Submitted for the approval of the Guild with Dim Light Anxiety, I call this story The Tale of the Odd Daughter, Part 4. What now? I asked, while watching Abel collect himself.
If I were to guess, I'd say the entity we seek lies at the end of this hallway, he remarked, pointing to the hall that connects to the living room.
To the bedrooms. Mary took a step forward.
Then we should go down there, she said confidently. Wait.
A faint voice came over the communicator.
Something's not right about that room at the end on the right.
They were talking about Evelyn's room.
That's Evie's room,
said my wife, who had overheard the quiet voice coming from the earpiece of the experts. Abel stared down the hall before taking
a place next to Mary.
That must be where it is. Let us not delay any longer, he said stoically.
We hesitantly agreed and followed him to the end of the hall. It had grown bone-chillingly cold by the time we stopped in front of her door. I looked behind me and could still see the tail end of the other Evelyn's insect-like body poking out from around the corner. I hoped she wouldn't turn her attention to us in a violent way because I just wanted this nightmare to be over. However, the morbidity inside of Evelyn's room was anything but benign. Upon entering her bedroom door, the smell was even worse than the rest of the house. Both my wife and myself gagged, but Abel and Mary managed to maintain their senses. The room was incredibly dark, darker than I thought possible, and my heart almost burst from my chest when I saw the shadow of a head near the top of her bedroom window. I shined the flashlight into the room and beheld something unimaginable covering the window like a fleshy curtain was the skin of a human being, head and all. Oh my God, George, is that Harry? Asked my wife, perhaps a little too loud. I don't know, honey, was all I could say. I admit, it did appear to be our neighbor, and judging by the meal that the other Evelyn was dining on in the living room, I surmised that nobody survived in the neighboring household. My eyes inadvertently scanned the room for movement, but everything was as still as stone. Abel walked into the room, and their expert in the truck said, Abel, wherever you are, that is the hot zone. Did they say hot zone? I asked bitterly.
It's their way of saying the area of activity, but despite their expertise, I don't sense anything negative or nefarious in any way, said Abel matter-of-factly.
I wondered where Evelyn was. I mean, the one we assumed was in this room. It appeared empty, even though my senses told me it wasn't. Shining the light around the room only yielded more emptiness, and I was beginning to feel like Abel's theory was incorrect. That was before a warm breath caressed the back of my neck. I spun around, but it was only my wife standing there, and she looked at me with a curious expression.
What is it?
She asked, concerned. I thought I felt something breathing on my neck.
Was that you? I asked while rubbing the back of my neck.
George, I would have to stand on the tip of my toes in order to reach your neck. And I wouldn't do that. Not now, she said sternly.
Yeah, you're right, I said as I turned back to see both Abel and Mary staring above my head with looks of pure terror.
What's wrong? I asked. Abel pointed his metallic cross in my direction, and that's when I slowly turned my head upwards. There, clung to the ceiling like a sprawling web of limbs, was Evelyn. Her body nearly covered the ceiling, but the darkness of the room prevented anyone from seeing her the moment we walked inside. I noticed that her head was right above mine, with a mouth agape and a distended jaw poised to engulf my entire head down to my shoulders. That was the breath I had felt on my neck, and it made me shudder even more than the sight before me.
Hello, Daddy, she said with her wicked smile.
Ivy? I ask calmly while backing away from under her egregious maw.
I'm glad you've come back, she said excitedly as her eyes flashed with a glowing red color.
Honey, we are here to help you, I said while gesturing for my wife to join me by my side. She moved in quickly, and Evelyn didn't seem to react negatively from the hurried motion.
This thing is not your daughter, George, said Abel sorrowfully.
No, not while this entity has its foul hold on her, added Mary.
Tears filled my eyes because knowing that there was nothing you could have done for your child and to have them ripped away from you by something so evil was truly beyond my wildest imagination. And yet, here it was, playing out before my eyes.
Evelyn's head once again extended like a snake to cover the doorway. Our only accident.
You want to hurt me? Mommy? Daddy?
She said with a voice like a child's, but her body did not resemble such a thing.
We want to help you, Evelyn,
shouted my wife from beside me. Yes, sweetheart, we've come to help you. We want that nasty man inhabiting your body to go. We want him to go far away so that everything can go back to normal, I said in an act of mercy, begging. I hoped, although nihilistically, that I could appeal to the entity that so selfishly had a hold of her. Her fiery eyes almost appeared saddened by the words I spoke, but only for a moment, because they became ones of veracity and fiendish lust.
We don't need help, Daddy,
she hissed before shouting with a growling intensity you shouldn't hear from a once little girl. Abel held his cross towards her malevolent form with an outstretched hand and commanded,
Leave this child from your foul grip, servant of evil. Be gone. I banish you from this realm.
Mary then cast what I imagined to be a holy water onto Evelyn, but there didn't seem to be any change. Suddenly, Evelyn croaked a maniacal guttural laugh, and Mary was lifted into the air by an unforeseen source. I shined my light on her only to see an arm protruding from the web of limbs, adorning the ceiling with its grip tightly holding the collar of Mary's vestments. She was being choked by the contact of her garments against her neck, and she was quickly suffocating. Abel and I grabbed at her legs and tried to pull her down to the floor, but another arm swooped in and shoved me away. I was sent flying against the wall, and the wind was knocked out of me. My wife picked up the flashlight and shined it at Abel, who was still struggling to free Mary from Evelyn's hold. Then Abel pressed his cross to the arm, and a hair-raising screech came from Evelyn. Mary was released and her body fell to the floor in a slump. I regained my breath and crawled over next to my wife, who handed me the flashlight. As I rose to my feet, Mary seemed to be okay, although there was a dark red mark around the entirety of her neck. There was a sound of retracting flesh, and as I shined my light in the direction of Evelyn, I caught the last fleeting moments of her slipping out of the room like a traveling slime of grotesque humanity, scurrying away, no different than a shadow of the night.
We have to go after her, I shouted towards Abel, who was still checking on Mary.
Yes, of course,
he began slowly.
Mary, you should stay here.
No, I'm coming with you. This child needs our help, she said with a voice rendered hoarse.
But your neck.
I don't care, Mary said harshly. I've never seen anything like this, and judging by the look on your face, you haven't either.
She looked down solemnly.
We need to do everything we can, if only for the sake of her soul.
Careful what you wish for, I guess. They did at least find the real Evelyn. Silver linings and whatnot, right? But I guess then they did go and lose her, so... This story has so many ups and downs. I am not only on the edge of my seat, but I feel like I have fallen off a couple of times. Well, you heard it too. What do you think? Was it scary enough? Or better question, can you do better? Can you scare the laughter out of me? Now for the details. If you want to be a more active part of the guild, just visit the website. Hell, the homepage has the newest episode at the top, so you don't even have to search for it. Even though the links to all the platforms the podcast is available are also on the website, if you want options. And a lot of fun hidden perks that you might just have to explore. What is the website, you ask? Well, that's easy. It's just the name of the podcast with a .com at the end. That's dimlightanxiety.com. Speaking of the website, you can also find writing prompts there from past episodes, much like the one we have for today. Here's this week's inspiration. She watched him walk up the path and crouched behind the couch, hoping he wouldn't see her. She wanted to feel safe inside. But what was really blocking him from entering? Use that as inspiration, or those actual sentences in your story, then send that story to the guild's email. I love reading scary stories. I know. Real shocking considering what I'm doing right now. And would hopefully be able to include your story in the podcast. Speaking of enjoy reading stories, today's story has been so much fun to read, trembling from not knowing what the fuck is going on. But I consider that fun. So let me give a shout out to the writer that you can find on Reddit under the username Kessel the Viking. Only one more episode until we get to see the conclusion of this intriguing series. Can you stand the antissa? Sissa. Patient. But until next week, I want to hear what you thought of this week's episode. If you enjoyed it, please give the podcast a like and 5-star review on Spotify, Anchor, Apple, Google, or any platform you use to listen to today's episode. It really helps get the podcast and these fabulous writers the attention they deserve. I think that about does it with the business portion. Now on to the wee little taste of next week's episode. Enjoy, if you dare.
George, began Abel as he placed his hand on mine and my wife's shoulders. We must exorcise the spirit, no matter the outcome. We both agreed and followed closely behind him as he exited Evelyn's room. Mary remained behind us,
perhaps as a shield for her rear.
They both had crosses woven around their fingers and were muttering biblical scripture as they walked. Our feet squelched against the waterlogged carpet, and we soon found ourselves in the living room once again. Evelyn's insectoid body had digressed even more into something unexplainable, but she had crawled up the walls, where she remained as we passed her by.
I declare this meeting of the Guild with Dim Light Anxiety closed. Until next week, keep your loved ones close. Unless they are no longer your loved ones. Creep it real! This podcast does not condone any physical harm on yourself or others. These are fictional stories intended only for entertainment.